You know, I sit back and I watch and I see, and I see how the world's getting, and I see as the world's getting, I see it really is a disturbing picture of what's going on around us, but we can trust God through it all. Amen? Amen. Amen. You know, I hadn't planned on putting it up, but I reckon since it's up there just as well. How many know it's been hot lately? I mean hot. I stood outside and watched one day on Possum Track. And what I found out on Possum Track was number five, the top five things, it was so hot on Possum Track that number five, the temperature drops below 95, you feel a little bit chilly. Number four, you learn that a seatbelt makes a pretty good branding iron. All right, we're going to get better, hopefully. Number three, the cows are giving evaporated milk. Okay, we're getting somewhere now. Okay, we're heading in the right direction. All right, it's so hot on Possum Track that the farmers are feeding their chickens crushed ice to keep them from laying hard-boiled eggs. Okay, now everybody say it's so hot on Possum Track. The birds have to use pot holders to pull the worms out of the ground. Yeah, it's hot, ain't it? Yeah. All right. Now get your Bibles out. We're going to do part two of what we started last week, which was defeating my biggest enemy. And, of course, you see, if you weren't here last week, you see, I only have to even tell you, you kind of know who your biggest enemy is, don't you? Look right there. The devil ain't cutting that tree down, that limb out. People ain't cutting that limb out. Who's cutting that limb out of that tree? Yeah, that's right. So get your Bibles out. Stand for the reading of the Word. Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18. 21. God's awesome. All the time. Yes. Okay. This is something I have to remind myself constantly. You say, you're a pastor. You shouldn't have to remind yourself. You're busy reminding us. Well, I can tell you one thing. When I'm reminding y'all, I'm reminding me too. Matter of fact, I have to work on me harder than anybody else I know of because me gets in my way more than anybody I know of. Amen? Here we go. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Let's start there for a minute. Death and life will be hatched. It's germinated. It's going to be hatched according to the most powerful member of your body. If I saw somebody, let me see them. Let me see. I saw a gun guy. I said, let him try to outlaw these guns. And he had them pointing to his arms. Okay? Some of y'all guys got some guns hung on you, amen, but there's something more powerful than that gun right there, and that's that gun right there. Amen? So death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Father, we love you, Lord. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace, your mercy. We know, God, you're alive and well on the throne. Father, we know, God, there's nothing within or without of your reach, Lord. You can handle any problem we have. Ask you right now, Lord, to help us, God, to understand, to see, to know that you are with us, Lord, and that great things are happening if we will trust you and we'll let you be the pilot. Lord, I don't want you to be my co-pilot. I want you to be the pilot. Matter of fact, I'll be happy just sitting in the back seat. I don't have to be the co-pilot. You take care of it all, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, you're awesome. We praise your name. We thank you for this day. The church said, amen, amen. You can be seated on the way down. Tell somebody, if you're not here after what I'm here after, you'll be here after I'm gone. Say that fast. All right. Just a few slides to kind of keep you up from last week, kind of keep you in rhythm from last week. Who's my biggest enemy? If I was to ask you who your biggest enemy was, would you say Satan? No. Would you say the world? No. Could I say my biggest enemy is others? No. If you want to know who your biggest enemy is, we did this last week. If you weren't here last week, you get to do it to yourself today. Point your finger to the person sitting in your pew wearing your shoes. See, if I tell you to point your finger at the person in the pew next to you, you're going to go, oh, that's my biggest enemy. No, wearing your shoes. Amen? That is your biggest enemy. Amen? Just a couple more slides and we're going to jump right in from last week. Again, faith sees the invisible, believes the unbelievable, and receives the impossible. God has given every person a measure of faith, believing that he is. He also has given every man hope, which he is able, and vision, or a dream, or a purpose, meaning God is able. He's not only is he a God, not only is he God of gods, the Lord of lords, the King. He also can help me to do whatever needs to be done through my life. Purpose. Amen? So Satan does all he can. Here's our key for the whole series here for the last 2 days. Satan does all he can through the world and others to enable me to destroy me. We like to think people are throwing bombs at us and throwing all kinds of stuff at us, but you know, if the truth be known, it's not a bomb being thrown at us. We're pulling the pin ourselves and holding a grenade in our hand. Amen? So when we listen to the voice that matters most, God, then we grow. We have a dream. We have a purpose. But when we listen to the dream killers instead of the dream giver, then we're going to find out something. Life gets nasty. How many's ever had life to get nasty on you? Amen? We don't have to live this day or live this way. We have a choice, and that choice every day is to listen to what God's Spirit says versus listening to what the world says. Now, here's where we stopped last week. Lord, help me take the saw out of my hand. That's pretty cool. I'm in the tree, I'm sawing the limb, and I have to ask God to help me take the saw out of my hand. Of course, last week it started with addressing the negatives in your life in a very positive way. Now I want you to watch this now. This is where I left you last week. Now, before you say, well, this is where we were last week, let me show you something. Negative in our life is not a one-time thing. Negative in our life doesn't just do one thing. When we let negativity take over in our life, it creates a downward spiral. And this downward spiral will get you out of control quick. It can happen in different events in your life. It can happen with certain people. Aren't there certain people you're just negative about? Aren't there certain situations you're just negative about? There's other ones you can be all fired up and happy and everything's fine. But you mention that one person, mention that one situation, mention that one thing that I've got to do, and all of a sudden get negative. And you get negative, whether it be with a person, place, or thing. Once you get negative, this is what begins to take place. If we're going to quit, take the saw out of our hand, we got to get beyond negativity. We've got to listen to this malicious chatter. It keeps us from moving forward. Why? Because it's suffocating, it's discouraging, it takes our focus off of God, it magnifies every weakness that we have. Wow. It magnifies everything that's going wrong, and it gets there, and all of a sudden, all you hear is how bad things are because you've let negativity take over. See, Satan wants us filled with negative words, with toxic people, remind us how it can't be done, why it shouldn't be done, and how you're not the person to do it. So here we go. The negative mindset can take many forms. But they're all dream killers. Criticism, sarcasm, jealousy, bitterness, even cold silence. And I must have been very sleepy last night because I didn't even make those things mechanical. They just there. Praise God. Y'all have to forgive me. We didn't get back home last night until very late because Bethany's visitation was late. And we have to go when they tell us we can go. So Bethany said hello to everybody. She's having a good time. Wish you were there. Wishes she was here. But you can tell us that, you can also tell that it's definitely a Christian place because she says all they eat all the time is chicken. So it's a Baptist Christian place. Chicken, 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 chicken. It's right behind Billy Graham's place. Amen. The tongue has the power of life and death. So you have control over what you allow into your thoughts. Let me stop that again. It takes discipline. But you have control into your thought life, your mind, and what voices you choose to believe. You have that ability. You say, well, I it's hit me so hard I can't do a thing about it. Listen to me again. You have control over what you allow. Now, you can't stop a bird from building a nest on your head, but you can stop. I mean, you can't stop a bird from landing on your head, but you can stop that bird from building a nest. Thoughts fly through our mind all the time. But you don't have to act through those thoughts. Let those thoughts begin to simmer, because once they begin to simmer, they cook a meal that you don't want to eat. So giving into negativity sets off a devastating series of events, and this will bring you to your knees. So here we go. Let's see if I fix it. Oh, there, I did it again. Praise God. Well, we got them all at one time. Isn't that cool? Praise God. Next time I do this, I need to stop and play it through like I normally do, but I thought I did, but I was so sleepy, I don't even know what I did. So here you go. Negativity. Here's the downward spiral. Listen carefully. Please take notes. When you begin to let negativity flow, get this now, flow. I can't stop it from landing on my head. Once I let it build a nest, now it starts to flow. And when negativity flows, whatever situation it is, it's possible it's the biggest threat to your vision. It's the biggest threat to your purpose. Because if the enemy can get you to doubt yourself, he wins. Don't raise your hand. Please don't. But how many, if you could, would raise? No, you don't even raise your hand if you could. Just leave your hand down. How many in here ever have problems with self-doubt? If you have a problem with self-doubt, I can promise you the author of that is Satan. And if Satan can get us to doubt ourselves, then he's getting ready to hit us in a spiral now that you're not even going to be able to get out of. And watch it out. Watch this now. Negativity leads to self-doubt. Doubt will leave a list of reasons why you're not good enough, why God picked the wrong person, that you don't have what it takes, you're not smart enough, you're not old enough, you're not young enough, you're not enough. And you begin to stagger under the weight of the not good enoughs. But the Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So what are you going to do? Whenever I find myself beginning to doubt myself, I stop. Literally, I stop. And I ask myself, who am I listening to anyway? Am I listening to God? God may give me directions and keep me from walking off a cliff, but God never said I was not good enough to walk up the mountain. You have purpose. You're valuable. You're amazing. God has all kinds of things for you to do. And I hope this next one's working. If it didn't, praise God, I'm sorry again. Nope. Self-doubt now leads to fear. Once you begin to doubt yourself, you get afraid of what's going on. You get afraid of people. You get afraid or a fear of rejection, of failure, the unknown. It can all take all kinds of results, but you get stuck dead in your tracks. You can't move forward. The Bible says, do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not anxiously look back about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my right hand, Isaiah 40:10. So you got a choice. Are you going to trust God? Or are you going to trust yourself? Are you going to trust God? Or are you going to trust the devil? Are you going to trust God or that person beside you telling you can't do it? Determine in your heart you're going to keep moving forward, stare fear in the face, and believe more in the power of God than the power of that negativity that is filling your head and filling your heart. Now, self-doubt leads to fear. I'm getting ready to hit one now that can go either way, so you got to stop and listen. If you don't listen to it good, and this is what I'm going to say, you may think that I'm giving you a ticket to go ahead and do what this says. I'm not. Self-doubt leads to fear. Here's the downward spiral. And then fear leads to procrastination. Procrastination is actually, I wish you could have seen it, it's pretty, is opportunity's assassin. Say that with me. Procrastination is opportunity's assassin. Now, a lot of times people just say, I don't have time. And that could be so. But it's amazing how I've seen people say, I don't have time. And all of a sudden you say, well, such and such is going to be there. Now they got time. Or can you do this? I don't have time. Well, what if I told you they were going to give you $100? Yeah, I got plenty of time. People do what they want to do ultimately, but let's go beyond this. We're going to hit some heavy duty stuff here. The biggest reason for procrastination is we are afraid that we are inadequate. We are afraid that we don't have what it takes. We begin to think that, God, we listen to the things telling we're not good enough, we've done too much, we've been too bad, we're not enough for this or that. And so as we begin to believe that, we begin to believe that we're inadequate. And when we believe we're inadequate, now our focus is no longer on God and on His power. Our focus is on ourselves. And I can tell you, if my focus is on myself, we'd have a problem. I cannot focus on myself while I'm doing God's work. I've got to focus on the power of God. You cannot focus on yourself when you're doing God's work. You can't focus on yourself when you're doing anything that you need God's anointing on. You've got to focus on God's power and God's anointing. Because if you focus on yourself, there's that last one, failure. So I feel inadequate. And so now my focus is no longer on myself. I've got an inability to focus on God. I'm focused on myself. I don't focus on the Word. I focus on those doubtful sayings that are going through my head constantly. And I'm afraid I'm going to fail. So you see, you can choose to pray and move forward as God leads and opens the doors. Teach us, God, to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Psalm 90 and 12. And then finally, procrastination. See, this is a downward spiral. I got self-doubt. I got fear. And it's coming into procrastination. And then the last one that kicks in, and I've seen people in it so many times, and that is depression. Once you let negativity just begin to dwell, and it can be, like I said, it can be toward an event, it can be toward an opportunity, it can be toward a job, it can be toward a person, it can be toward whatever. Whatever it is, once that downward spiral begins to go, you get depressed over that situation. And you know what? When you procrastinate, at least there's an opportunity of movement. But once you get depressed, and Satan knows this, once you get depressed, procrastination doesn't even work anymore. You stop dead in your tracks because Satan sets up an emotional roadblock. And so here, let's read these scriptures here. Psalm 43 and 5 says, "Why are you cast down, O inner self? And why should you moan over me and be disquieted within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for Him, for I shall yet praise Him for who is the help of my sad countenance and my God." The message says, why are you down in the dumps, dear soul? Why are you crying the blues? Fix your eyes on God. Change your focus, and soon you'll be praising again. He puts a smile on our face because He is God. Next time, y'all look at me and say, next time, run it through one time. I'm telling you, I was so sleepy last night. It was a 4 or 5 hour drive getting back. And by the time we got back, it was just. So I'm sitting here and I'm working and I'm going. And I said, I got to make sure they transition. They transition all right. All right. Proverbs 29:18. Where there's no vision, no redemptive revelation of God, the people perish. But he who keeps the law of God, which includes that of man, blessed, happy, fortunate. Enviable is, see, let God talk to us for a minute. How many believe that God's give all of us a vision? How many believe that God wants to use us? How many believe that God's got everything under control? Amen. So the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. We have to trust God in the middle of it all. I like the Message version. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what He reveals, they are more blessed. And then finally, let's go back to Isaiah 41 and 10. Isaiah 41 and 10. Somebody say, God's awesome. Thank you. Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear not, there is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness and justice. Now watch this. How do I take the Saul out of my hand? I can focus right there on that scripture. That scripture right there has got everything I need to take the Saul out of my hand. Let me show you. It's probably all up there too. Yes, praise God. Surprise. How do I overcome setbacks? How do I overcome my own self stopping myself? Watch this. First, God's presence brings security. Fear not, for I am with you. God's purpose, his vision satisfies. It says, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. That word dismayed means don't look around you and be in shock. Keep your eye forward on the vision. God's power strengthens me. God's provision supplies. Yea, I will help thee. And God's promise sustains. Yea, I will hold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God has everything in control. Let me ask you a question. Do you want God to help you take that saw out of your hand? Say, I've got a saw out of his hand, man. Oh, it's probably still there. But you can't see it because the word's covering it. Some of us, the saw may still be there, but let the word cover it. Amen? God's awesome. All the time. Y'all stand. Y'all guys come up here. Stay out of the downward spiral. There was guys on the Titanic when it went down. I think it was 1,500 people died. There was guys that literally froze to death before they got searchers out there to find them. But there were some people that were taken out immediately. The guys that were taken out immediately actually got in the whirlpool as the ship went down. And once they got in that whirlpool, they got sucked into a downward spiral. And fight all they want to, they couldn't get out. An amazing story of the Titanic was there was a lady. A mother, who after she heard about the Titanic and knew her son was on it, she waited and waited to hear from her son. And finally she heard from her son, and he said, Mom, he said, there was no lifeboats. He said, so I just jumped in the water, and I tried to hold myself up. He said, when the ship went down, I got caught in that whirlpool. And as it began to take me down, I could fight with all my might. But it just sucked me down. And he said, something amazing happened. He said, I got pushed out of the whirlpool. And I went up. And when I went up, there was a lifeboat, an empty lifeboat sitting there. Turned over. And I climbed on top of it. And it saved me until somebody got to me. He said, I couldn't even see anybody around me. And she said, son, when did this happen? And he gave her the exact time that it happened to him. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, their time. And his mother said, you know something, son? She said, at that exact time, our time, the Holy Spirit woke me up out of a sound sleep and told me to start praying. And she said, I prayed and I prayed and I prayed for over an hour. And she said, then the Holy Spirit gave me comfort and I went back to sleep. And he believed that his mother's prayers pulled him out of that whirlpool and placed him on something solid. Today, You may be your own worst enemy. There's somebody praying for you. There's somebody reaching out for you that wants to pull you out of that downward spiral whirlpool and let you step up and be used of God. All that will, I want you to come on up here. All that will, come on up here and pray. If you're in that downward spiral, ask God to pull you out of it. Quit being your own worst enemy. Step up. If you've got a need of anything in your life, I want you to come and pray. 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 Oh, every true and holy, tried and true. Remember, if you get caught in negativity, it's going to take you and lead you right into self-doubt. If you begin to doubt yourself, you'll get full of fear. Once you get full of fear, it leads to procrastination. And procrastination leads to depression. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. God is able. God is able. God is able. God is able. Thank you, Father. Glory. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory. 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 To follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. Decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. no turning back. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory. Go ahead and raise your hands. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory. 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 Let's make sure that we pray for the kids. When do they start back to school? The 9th? The 29th. The 9th is, okay. That would scare them to death if they were sitting here right now and you heard it said the 9th. Amen. The 29th. Let's pray for the kids. And the world's getting so crazy out there. They need to be bathed in prayer. Amen. Amen. Brother Keith.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, to have been able to be in your house today and hear the Word of God. We thank you for the praise and worship we were able to lift up for you, Lord, today. And I pray that you'll bless each and every one that was here, Lord, that they receive you. And that, Lord, they'll take what they've heard today and take it out into the world and share it with someone else. Bless them on their way, Lord. They're going and coming. Share Jesus Christ with someone today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.